Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Today's show title is How to Handle Homeschool Overwhelm. I'm recording this at back to school time, and let me tell you, it doesn't take long to become overwhelmed, does it? We are going to talk about how we get ourselves into this mess and how to get out soon. But first, I wanted to recommend my book, So You're Not Wonder Woman. In it, I share my personal story of being completely overwhelmed in every area. I thought psychology could save me, but it couldn't. Only God had the power to turn my life around. You can find it on Amazon. I hope it blesses you. If it does, I would be so grateful if you'd write a review for it. Now it's time for the teaching tip of the week. Today's tip is a great book that can help you avoid homeschool overwhelm in the first place. It is the Back to School Survival Manual by Alicia Michelle, who happens to be a real-life homeschool mom. You know what I'm talking about, right? She isn't one of those Pinterest-perfect moms who make us feel defeated before we even start. She shares her real-life homeschool struggles and the no-nonsense solutions she's discovered. The book not only shares how to clarify your homeschool vision and simplify your teaching, but includes 30 pages of printables that you can use to get organized year after year. You'll find the link to the Back to School Survival Manual in the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/overwhelm. Speaking of getting organized, this week's Organized Homeschool Challenge is the Grocery Shopping Challenge. Last week, we worked on a meal plan that will save our sanity for weeks to come. This week, we will do the grocery shopping. First, get the layout lists for the grocery stores you shop in. Near the front entrance of most stores is an aisle list for the most common ingredients. You'll want this so you can put your shopping list in the order the items appear in your store. If a store doesn't have one, take time to go through the aisles, noting the numbers, if any, and what can generally be found there. You can also do this with a grocery shopping app. Number two, create a master shopping list. If you did your meal plan on paper, you'll now combine totals for all ingredients needed to make the meals on your plan. In other words, you'll know you need 8 pounds of chicken breast total for the month. You may wish to create a paper grocery list that is organized according to the aisle layout you obtained. If you're using a digital meal planner like Plan to Eat, the shopping list will be automatically generated for you. However, depending on how you enter the recipes, you may find that some of the ingredients aren't listed for the correct aisle. This is where your aisle list can come in handy. Make sure all items are categorized properly so you don't have them listed in different sections. Number three, finish creating your shopping list. To save the most time possible, you'll want to have a master list of non-food items to purchase as well. If you don't know how many items like paper towels and laundry detergent you purchase in a month, make note of the date you purchase them next and the date you run out for future planning. When you know how much of something you need each month, you are better able to take advantage of coupons and sales for bulk shopping. If you don't feel like being that organized, you can continue to organize the shopping list for your meals and just add these extra items to your weekly shopping list as needed. Your weekly shopping list will be much smaller with the advance shopping you'll be doing. Step number four, shop and put items away. When I do monthly shopping, I go to two stores and have multiple carts. I need a clean vehicle and a helper or two. I definitely need space cleared for storage and lots of help to put items away. I recommend shopping when you have the most energy. If you're using coupons or shopping sales, make sure you have everything you need organized. Oh, and don't forget your purse. Yes, I have done this. When you're done, you will have saved lots of time in the upcoming month and probably money, too. For more information on shopping for a monthly meal plan, read my free ebook, The Once and For All Meal Plan. You can find it at psychowith6.com. Happy shopping. Now for today's topic, how to handle homeschool overwhelm. I'd love to say that after 16 years of homeschooling, it never happens to me, but it does. I sometimes get as overwhelmed as a brand new homeschooler, and for the same reasons. What are those reasons? First, we have unrealistic expectations. Some new homeschoolers expect their children to be thrilled with all their lessons, to finish them on schedule, and to thank their mother for the sacrifice she is making to homeschool them. Okay, that may be extreme, but our expectations when we are beginning homeschooling are often unrealistic. Veterans, too, like to think that this will be the year when all the curriculum is completed with no battles. The house and the meals will be organized, and we will be the ideal homeschool family. Of course, those expectations only lead to disappointment and the feeling that we aren't in control. The second reason we're overwhelmed is because we have included too much. Because of our unrealistic expectations, we foolishly believe that we can master many different subjects in addition to our core curriculum. We buy several unit studies and all the things we need to complete them. We haven't actually determined how much time everything will take, so we sign up for more classes and co-ops and extracurricular activities. It can get so bad that we aren't homeschooling at all. We aren't even car schooling. We're just driving from one activity to the next. The third reason we experience homeschool overwhelm is because we have made homeschooling our identity. This is a big one. Many of us have left careers or activities we loved that were part of our identity in order to homeschool. I wrote about this in a post called Why I Wasted My Education to Homeschool. When I quit my practice as a Christian psychologist, I felt like what I did wasn't important. Homeschooling helped to give me a purpose, but that was dangerous. If homeschooling is my identity, then any part of it that doesn't succeed makes me a failure. And feeling like a failure is very overwhelming. So our unrealistic expectations, packed schedule, and identification with homeschooling has contributed to our feelings of overwhelm. What can we do about it? First, start hoping and stop expecting. I can hope that my kids will pay attention so we can get through a lesson in good time, but expecting it will just frustrate me. Hope and pray for a smooth, peaceful homeschool year, but expect that it is going to be a rocky road. Here is how this looks in practical terms. If you leave the room and ask your children to complete their lessons or to clean up, stop and take a deep breath before you return. Tell yourself that it is highly likely that your children have not done what you have asked them to do. What is the best response? Stay calm and be ready to give your children a consequence or a reminder of a consequence that they've earned for their choices. Then move on to the next thing. If your children surprise you by doing what you've asked, praise them, but don't act too surprised. The second thing we can do if we're feeling overwhelmed is to cut things out. Put aside extra studies that you just don't have time for, or schedule them less often. I love having Fridays as our extra study day. Even then, I don't worry if I don't get to everything. I know I always plan way more than I can do. Also, excuse yourself from activities that you just can't continue. Losing money or disappointing other people is much better than losing your sanity and disappointing your family. I'm going to say that again. Losing money or disappointing other people is much better than losing your sanity and disappointing your family. Apologize, and then learn to pray and consult with people who hold you accountable so this won't happen to you again. The third thing we can do if we are overwhelmed in our homeschooling is to focus on our identity in Christ. You are a daughter of the King, the servant of the Most High God. Your identity is so much bigger than your role as homeschooling mother. God has called you to homeschool in this season to bless the children He gave you and for His glory. We can have complete peace in our role when we know that we are not on our own. God loves our children even more than we do and will be faithful to see them through. Lean on Him for help. Spend more time in prayer and Bible study when you are overwhelmed, not less. He will make it clear to us where we have gone off track if we will quietly listen to Him. If you are overwhelmed, my Periscope viewers also have these suggestions. Jenny at conversesaving.com reminds us to take it one day at a time and to work on heart issues before academics. Brandy at ourthriftyhome.com suggests finding our own focus, not anyone else's. She says to ditch what doesn't work. Holly at historymagpie.org says figure out the important, don't sweat the small stuff. Thanks so much to my Periscope viewers for their help. Today's action steps are stop expecting, cut things out, and focus on your identity in Christ. If you'd like to learn more, listen to Joanne Calderwood from a recent Mommy's Jammy Night podcast. The link is in the show notes. Next week, we'll talk about how to handle homeschool haters. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.